Chapter 12. Hear and Live. 8 of the 10 commandments begin with the words, Thou shalt not. They are not merely negative, however, for they are all summed up in the two great positive commandments. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Too often these are regarded as mere arbitrary commands, but they are much more than that. There is a power in them that does not pertain to ordinary words. It is the power of the Word of God, which is life itself. Christ said, The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John chapter 6, verse 63. Being the very spirit of life, they give life to all who hear them. The life-giving power of the Word of the Lord is demonstrated in the resurrection of Lazarus and the ruler's daughter. Christ says, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. John chapter 5, verse 25. Then follows the statement that as the Father has life in himself, so has he given to the Son to have life in himself, so that when the hour comes, all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. With a heart man believeth. The hearing of faith puts the words of God in your heart. But Christ dwells in your heart by faith. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17. Because his spirit is in his word. So that the hearing of faith brings the life of Christ into your heart, and that is righteousness. But this puts the law in your heart. For when Moses admonished the people to keep the commandments, he said, For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldst say, Who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldst say, Who shall go over the sea for us, and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 11 to 14. In Romans chapter 10, just before the apostles' conclusion that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, this passage from Deuteronomy is quoted, and it is shown that the commandment refers to Christ, who is the soul and substance of the law. And that this is what Moses meant by the words is shown from Paul's statement, that the words of Moses are the language of the righteousness which is of faith, and further by the words of Moses himself, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. Life comes through keeping the commandments. Matthew chapter 19, verse 17, and Revelation 22, 14. But Christ is the life of the law, and he dwells in your heart by faith in his word. Thus the law is the real righteousness of God, and not the mere form, is life, and has power to give life. David said, This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Psalm 119:50. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 6. How are they in your heart? By faith. And how does faith come? By hearing. The idea is that just as at the last day, those who hear the voice of God will be raised to life out of their graves. So now, those who really hear his commandments will receive life from them. Accordingly, the Lord testified as follows. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. Psalm 81, verses 8 and 9. If the children of Israel had only listened to the Lord continually, he would have assured their salvation. While they were listening to him, he would have taken on himself the responsibility of keeping them free from idolatry and all sin. So when in the law he says, "Thou shalt not," he does not simply mean to forbid you from doing the things spoken of, but also to assure you that you will not do them if you but hear in faith, recognizing him in them. One thing should not be lost sight of, and that is that the righteousness which comes by the hearing of faith is not a mere passive righteousness. It is the active righteousness of God. And moreover, it is just that righteousness which is demanded in the Ten Commandments without any variation. If you hear God, you must hear the very words of God. And the Ten Commandments are the words that God spoke with his own voice. He did not say the first day is the Sabbath of the Lord, but he did say the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Since God never commanded the observance of the first day of the week, you can't hear those words from his mouth. Consequently, you can't receive life or righteousness by observing Sunday. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He that hath an ear, let him hear. But take heed how you hear.